Well, I guess that's about all I'll ask you about golf. Can I ask you now? I'll say a sentence, and on this sentence, I'll leave out a word. And what I need to know is what you would say, not especially what you think might be in a grammar book or what you think might be the fancy way to say it. Just as if you were talking to Miss Banks, everyday conversation, the thing that you would say. Do you know what I mean?
No, I don't.
Okay, I'll show you. For example, what do you call the latter part of the daylight hour, sort of right like now, between 3-4 o'clock, you might say it's the time before supper, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And you might say, I expect to see him later this. What time of day is that?
Oh, my son-in-law comes in at about 4:30.
Uh-huh. And what time of day is that? Like, it's not morning, it's...
Well, it's afternoon, I should think.
Okay, that's just it. You know, that's what mm-hmm. I have to find out, what time of day you would call
mm-hmm.
it. What do you call the time of day when the sun first appears? You might say, I got up this morning before...
sunrise.
What do you call the time of day when the sun disappears?
Sundown.
It's not hard. It's just all everyday type things. If there's been a storm and then the rain stops, the clouds disappear and the sun is coming out, we say that the weather is...
fair. Fair.
Uh-huh. And how would you say if it isn't fair yet, it's on its way, how would you say that?
Well, I don't know.
Would you ever say anything like clear enough or fair enough?
Yeah, clear enough.
Pardon?
Clear enough.
Or clearing up, which?
Clearing up, I imagine.
Is that, that's mm-hmm. what I need to know.
Yeah.
It's,
clear, we would say everyone's clearing up, I think.
What do you call a very hard rain that doesn't last long?
A shower, I suppose.
Okay, now suppose it was more than a shower. It was, just came down like buckets were being poured out of the sky. But it only lasted for a very short time.
Well, I couldn't think of anything except a shower. Downpour.
What do you call the shelf over the fireplace?
A mantle.
What do you call those things that the logs rest on inside the fireplace?
We don't call them anions or fire dogs, some people call them. But.
What do you call the small pieces of wood that are used to start a fire?
A splitters.
What do you call the particularly rich pieces of wood that you cut into little...
Oh, that's what I was talking about, splitters.
Okay, and then what do you call the pieces that you...
logs.
Mm-hmm, but the smaller ones that you put in, first you put in the logs and then you put in these little ones to catch...
That's splitters, I think we would call them.
Okay.
Wouldn't you?
Now, you have the logs and you have the splinters, but there's another size that's smaller in logs but bigger than the splinters.
Hmm.
Do you ever hear of kindling or lighter?
Kindling? Well, that's what we call splinters, kindling.